Let's go back to the key concepts behind the principle of negotiations. Negotiations should not be centered around our interests or positions. Remember, we are not deciders, we make recommendations. First, one has to ask and understand the community's interests and priorities. It helps to know the power dynamics at play and the sensitivity of the people coming into the negotiation. Negotiations need to be based on a clear understanding of each stakeholder's point of view or an understanding of the issue. One should not assume the community is just one voice. Community leaders do express the views on behalf of the community. However, there are other actors that may have a different but important perspective or interest. It is therefore useful to have met and spoken with the community at large and not just focus on the decision makers. And then when coming to these discussions, everyone's perspectives can be kept in mind. We also need to share information about ourselves and our goals, our interests, our history, in order to build trust. Specifically, it is important to be very clear about our objectives and our interests, as it helps minimize misinterpretations or misunderstandings. Clarifying the constraints likely to be involved with the program up front may also be useful, as this helps create trust and transparency. Based on a set of first exchanges, there will be a process of discussing the purpose of the conservation program. This should not be mechanical. This process is more intuitive and reaching out to the community based on their interests, their experiences, their needs. Be open to insights that come from the community or one part of the community. Programs may need to find ways to address anxieties that we acknowledge may exist about coexisting with carnivores, for example. These may be deep and quite profound, so some will be incorporated in the negotiation of the program, shifting the negative to the positive, while others may need more time and presence to figure out. A negotiation is typically the accumulation of a process of multiple decisions with the community over a fairly long period of time. Negotiations should be open and transparent. This comes back to establishing and building trust. Agreements or conservation contracts help increase transparency. Once agreements are reached, they should be formalized in some form of signed working document that records program details and the roles and responsibilities of various stakeholders. Recording details and the nuances of the community-based intervention through a written agreement increases trust and transparency. Finally, negotiations are not one-off. They can't be signed off initially and then done. They are subject to change, and they may need to be revisited or reassessed. So one can ensure there's a mechanism in place that allows the community or the conservation group to revisit and make changes to the signed agreement. If negotiations do not progress, and this might happen, one may need to rethink and identify what are the obstacles and constraints from the other's point of view. Some disagreements will occur and could be constructive. We need to identify the root causes of the disagreement, done in a way that builds partnership. One may need to step back and give the community some space and time. Alternatively, greater investment in communication and relationship building might be needed. Negotiations often involve helping the community come to some clarity or a decision related to conservation and their lives. We therefore, as practitioners, need to see this larger picture or a longer-term frame in order to find a bigger perspective. The larger our view, the more open and responsive we may be in our negotiation and our decision process.